Welcome to all of you listening to this. Welcome to all of you looking at it. Welcome to Daredevil, the man without fear, who can smell this podcast. That's right. The superhero of Hell's Kitchen. Blinded by a bunch of chemicals. He lost only his sight. Very precise chemicals. His other senses. Overcompensating like nuts. Hearing, smell, taste, touch, ability to see ghosts. That's right, the sixth sense. What if you saw ghosts all over the place and it was boring? Like, they don't do anything. They can't. Now, look, I know there's a lot of people out there who insist that ghosts are real. I'm like, a ghost beat me up one time in my sleep and I woke up and I had broken ribs. It had to have been a ghost. I like that the human brain is so weird and we do so many things to ourselves. We trick ourselves in various ways. And yet the only logical explanation is the ghosts. There's a friend of the show. He and his sister, they share a ghost story that they grew up with. I believe the sister is older. She had this ghost experience. Never mentioned it to her little brother. Later, he had the same exact ghost experience. What other explanation can there be except he heard the story somehow when he was a child? The answer is ghosts. I do not believe in ghosts. I love ghost stories. I am scared by them. I'll tell you what beats it for me. Devil stuff. That is 19 years of Catholicism still in there. I saw the movie Hereditary not that long ago. Long enough ago, I shouldn't still be thinking about it. Only when I go to bed. It's the only time that it enters my mind. It's now a routine where I imagine someone sawing their own head off. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spontaneous Nation with Paul F. Tompkins. I am the second part. This is a show where I invite a special guest onto the program to join me in a free-form conversation inspired by a blind question from a previous episode's guest. Then I invite some improviser pals onto the show to join me in a narrative improv that is one continuous story as opposed to unconnected scenes, inspired by a location provided by the aforementioned special guest and oftentimes utilizing details gleaned from the freeform conversation. And it is all scored on piano by Mr. Eben Schletter. And that's what he goes like. Now, folks, normally we begin with the interview, but because our interviewee is on her way, we're going to start by meeting our friends from the world of Make Pretends. Let me tell you something. This group was booked to do the show. I got some job. I had to cancel. I thought the opportunity was lost forever. Last night, I remembered I have to record tomorrow. Do I even try to get this group? One day's notice? Oh, I tried. And it fucking happened. That's right. Indiana Jones. Somehow. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get him in here. Seated. Kitty corner for me, meow. Jamie Moyer is back on the show. Yay!
Meow.
There we go. Jamie, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here with this group.
Were you raised with religion?
No.
So devil stuff doesn't mean anything to you?
Well, I think, I saw Hereditary, mm-hmm. or Heredity, Hereditary, oh. Hereditary.
Hereditariocracy?
Idiocracy. I saw it, and it didn't have the effect it had on some of my friends, on me, and yeah. I think it's probably because I don't know all those tropes.
There you go. The devil stuff is very, if you were raised with religion, I think the devil stuff is very scary still.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's annoying that it is.
Yeah, I bet. And there were parts of that movie that were very scary, and sure. also very gross.
There was a couple of gross surprises.
I don't want to ruin it for kind listeners.
Here's a surprise I'm fine to ruin for anyone. And if you don't want the movie spoiled, then do the old fast forward 15, whatever. The nude Satanists, did they drive there nude, or when did they get rid of the clothes?
You know, I used to work at a gothic industrial nightclub in Detroit as a coat check girl.
You worked at a GINC?
Yes, I worked at the GINC. It was nuts. And I mean, it was just people in all kinds of weird get-ups and suits and everything. Sure. And so one time, Tim Robinson, a friend of Oliver's, he came to the club and he saw this guy in a full latex suit from head to toe. And he leans over to us and he's like, imagine that guy at the gas station before he got here. He's just like in a full suit. He's got like goggles on and a hanging hose nose and his dick's in like a dick hose. And just at the gas station like, hey, how you doing? This is a good rig here. I love Amco.
Are you using the windshield thing?
Yeah, can I use that?
Yeah, maybe they showed up naked. Maybe they drove naked.
I got an Amco card.
Now, if they drove naked, did they put stuff down on the seats of the car, or did they just...
I mean, they're so fucked up. They sit in their own nasty. They don't care. Right.
They're so fucked up, they sit in their own nasty.
That's right.
Jamie, when you're right, you're right.
Thank you.
Jamie, I'm going to look away from you now to look next to you, directly across from me. Oh, she can't handle it. Mary Sohn is back.
Hi.
Mary, hi.
Hi.
Congratulations on the pickup of AP Bio.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Very funny TV show. You're very funny on it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the chocolate and peanut butter situation.
You want it on everything and in bed especially. That wasn't sexual.
It was comforting.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Very good. Paul, I do also want to just weigh in on Hereditary.
Please.
And I just want to tell you, I am going to be extremely bold when I say this. It's my new favorite movie.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Now that is bold.
It's bold, that's but I liked it bold. That much. I
really?
I really liked that
Did you
movie.
See it more than once?
No.
Would you see it more than once?
I did see it. I saw it twice. I really, really liked that movie.
What, upon the second viewing, did you notice things you didn't catch in the first viewing?
Yeah, like the soundscape. Sorry.
Yes.
But yeah, like just like his ascension into the birdhouse or the
treehouse.
Treehouse. Mm-hmm. Children love to grow up in birdhouses. I just really loved that it ended in that kind of like quirky way too.
Yeah.
Like after a very disturbing, scary movie.
I mean, you gotta be happy for them on some level that their plan worked.
Hey.
It was a very roundabout plan.
It just had a little added in and doubt in some yeah, strange
exactly,
spots.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Why? With the seance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When they first do the seance.
Yeah.
And she, you know, allegedly communicates with her grandson.
Right.
And you, at this point, we don't know that she's evil, except she's telegraphing that in everything that she does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Brilliant performance.
But then, so when, what's her name does the seance herself at home.
Right.
why was the seance scary? Like, why wouldn't, if it's the devil, why wouldn't he be like, I'm going to make this like a comforting thing so that I'll lull them into, you know, a false sense of...
Dang, you know I mean? Guess I... Maybe upon third viewing?
Yep, after you see it for the third time, let's talk about it. Because I don't want to talk you out of this movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's my new favorite, and I really have to stand by it.
Were you raised with religion with the devil?
Yeah. But more the light part of it. We were presby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't so much concentration on if you do these bad things, you will be punished eternally.
Right. It was more just like, hey, fellowship. Isn't that nice? And singing these pretty mid-range hymns.
Uh-huh. What were some of your favorites? We love to talk hymns on this show.
Yes, I know. Well, we might have to like come back because I really want to do maybe like a top three.
Think about it. I'm going to take the pressure off.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn away from you, Mary.
Oh, God.
To look directly next to me.
Oh.
Can it be real? Why, we haven't seen this guy here in years. Tim Baltz is back.
Yay.
Yay.
And may I say, Hosanna in the highest.
In the highest.
In the highest.
What does that even, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean to the max?
It feels improvised. Like someone was like, Hosanna in the highest. Nice. Good.
Like balls to the wall, Hosanna.
That's right. To the window.
Tim. The stained glass window.
That's right. To the walls.
Tim, religion, let's get into it. What was your denomination?
Raised Catholic. I guess Roman Catholic, but my hometown had a lot of Eastern Europeans, so there were a lot of different denominations of Catholicism within the town. I didn't really make a distinction. It was more about how the interior of each church was decorated.
Sure. The crazier it was, the more devout these people were.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, because they wanted to sit in fellowship.
That's right.
Of the ring.
I see.
When Mary was saying fellowship, I kept miming a ring on my finger, and she looked at me like, stop distracting me. What?
I thought you were doing Let's Do It.
Like no.
That's
no.
Weird.
But in a very effete way.
Right. Yeah.
Would you care to
ring finger do it?
Tim, speaking of fingers, we got to get into it.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
In my move, I think that I tore a tiny muscle at the inner right tip of my index finger.
That's impossible.
But look, it moves fine.
Are you allowed to do that? Yes. He just took his splint off, and now he's wiggling his finger all around.
I can push on it like that. It's just this tiny sliver right here. I think the doctor said keep it in a splint. Hopefully it'll heal, but it's probably a smashed nerve.
Smashed nerve? That can't be a real term.
Well, it was my general practitioner. Maybe I need to see a specialist.
Yeah, man, your finger got crashed up.
That's what we call crashed up.
Smash Mouth's my favorite, so your nerve reminds me of my favorite brand.
Hey, now, got a smashed hand. Put it in a splint, hang out.
Are you in pain at all?
No, but literally only when I have to put it on, because if it just grazes something, that tiny little spot, it's like it's on fire. But everything else is fine. It's just if it grazes, you know.
Stop saying graze.
Yeah.
So I don't like that word, Mary.
I hate it.
Why?
Oh, it just makes me feel like vulnerable. Like, I feel like the cronk nerve.
Speaking of nerves and vulnerability.
Here we go.
You guys, I haven't seen Hereditary at all.
Oh.
Are you going to see it?
No, I don't like that devil stuff.
See? What's the last devil movie you saw?
Ooh, that's, I don't know, Liar Liar?
What?
You really hate Tilly, don't you?
No, she's great. Hey, her career is nothing but bangers.
And mash.
Liar Liar!
I don't know.
Was there a devil angle to that movie?
Hey, he's a liar. You know, that's a sin, right?
How does he become... How does he become cursed to have to just say whatever's on his mind?
His son makes a wish on his birthday candle that dad won't tell lies devil for wish. just one day.
And then the devil breaks
away. That's right. You're going to sit in your nasty.
He blows.
But he sits in his nasty all day, lying.
Not having seen the movie,
sit in your nasty.
I have no idea what you were talking about.
Like the devil saying that.
We're just driving over naked.
Is the driver also a Satanist? He's like, everybody be careful in the bed.
Seatbelts.
That's a non-negotiable.
Please give me 5 stars.
Feel free to leave a comment that says, I sat in my nasty.
I was in a Lyft last night. My wife and I went to a party, and it was a relatively short ride. And I never talk about this, about Lyft drivers and their personalities or whatever. By and large, it's not that much. For me, whatever reason, not much to talk about, right? They're all very dull rides where I go from point A to point B, the end. This guy told a story, the most tedious, long story about getting his car repaired. And then at the very end, we were a block from where we were getting dropped off. This was an 8-minute ride. Minute 7, he disclosed that he believed his car had a soul. And then it was time for us to get out of the car. Like, what? Why would you not start with that?
You've been in Knight Rider this whole time. Goodbye.
All right, folks, we have to take a break. During the break, listen to the ad. When we return, we will have our interview with our special guest. All of this will happen to you in the future. Oh. Welcome back. Folks, very excited to have this person with us in the studio today. It is safe to say I'm a fan. She's a writer. She's one of the hosts of Keep It, along with the hilarious Ira Madison III and Louis Vertel. Please welcome to Spontaney Nation, Kara R. Brown.
Hi.
Kara, hello. Thank you for being a fellow middle initial person.
Yes. Do people ask you a lot about the middle initial?
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
I was asked that recently on a podcast, which led to a very long story that the other person told that had nothing to do with middle names, just the letter R. I won't tell the story.
Yeah. There's a story for every letter of the alphabet.
There is.
A story about the letter R.
Sure was.
Kara, I have a question for you.
Please.
Two questions. First of all, do you say Kara or Kara?
Kara.
Kara.
Yes.
What's with the Kara people?
I don't know. It's usually C's.
Yeah.
People who spell with a C and it's Kara. That's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Just
say it how it's supposed to sound.
Say it how it's supposed to sound. Kara, here's my question to you. This is from our previous episode's guest. This is a fun question. Who is your secret crush right now?
Oh, my God. Oh. That's so painful.
To ask someone to blow a secret is bold.
A secret. I have been crushing on along with every, so it's not really a secret, mm-hmm. but it is a crush. Mm-hmm. But I have a very strong theory about this person. But if you watch the Netflix movie To All the Boys That I've Loved Before, there's a PYT who stars in that film, Noah Centineo, mm-hmm. who is like sweeping the internet. Mm-hmm. And I tried to resist, but he is so adorable. And I'm in it now.
Right.
But my theory about him is, I think that he was planted by the Russian government to distract women from the midterms. Because I have seen, like, adult women are losing their minds over, he's like 22.
Yeah, he's a young man.
He's a young man.
Yes.
But I have seen grown women losing their minds, and I'm like, oh, they don't want us to vote. And this is how they're pacifying us with Noah.
You're saying Noah is the opiate of the masses.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. they've done it. And honestly, it might work. I'm going to have to really remember to vote instead of watching To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Is this the only thing that this kid has been in so far?
I think he's been in some. He was in another Netflix movie that I didn't see because, you know. I don't know. I guess. Oh, no. He used to be on a show called The Fosters, maybe. Something I didn't watch. So for all intents, for me, this was a new.
He's a baby.
This is a new discovery.
He just arrived on planet Earth.
Just arrived.
Yes.
And I think the other thing is when he was in The Fosters, he was like a teen.
Yes.
So can't do that, obviously.
You mustn't.
But now he's an adult.
Yeah. He's legal.
It's fine. It's fine. No, it's awful. We're not joking about that. But yeah, no, I guess. I don't know if it's not a secret. I don't know if that's a secret.
Did you have secret crushes when you were like a teenager? Because I know there are certain periods in your life where you sort of can't admit to being attracted to certain people because your friends would think it's weird.
Do you have any of those?
I mean, I know that I do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm sure that there were people, there were like actresses or something that I found when I was, you know, a teen, like unbearably hot, that I was like, I know no one will agree with me. Because she's too old or something.
It's Judi Dench. You got a huge crush on Judi Dench.
So please don't get me started.
When I was younger, I mean, so the thing is, I went to this really small school. So I didn't really have a crush on anyone like at school.
Right.
I was like, the world is bigger than this. I'll find someone when I graduate, you know.
That's a very practical.
Yeah. I mean, it was like I had been with these kids. It was like I'd gone into that same school from like fifth grade through high school.
So all the same kids for that amount of time.
Yeah. I mean, not, I think there were like 30 when we were in fifth grade. And then by the time I graduated, there were like 60.
Right.
So not a lot. So yeah. I had also seen, it's hard when you've seen like the 13-year-old version of your crush.
Yeah.
And then maybe they're kind of hot now that they're 17, but it's like, I don't know. I remember before and I can't ever scrub that from my memory.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. So yeah, I didn't really, there was no one really that I knew. I'm trying to think of who, can I have a crush on someone who's not, I don't really want to like do anything with them.
Karen,
you
can do whatever you wish.
Because I have a huge, and it's a secret because she's sort of a terrible person.
Right.
But I love Wendy Deng. Do you know who she is?
Yes.
She's like a bad person.
The former wife of, or current? Yeah,
she was a former
she wife of
married
Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch.
Wendy Deng.
She's, but here's the thing. This bitch is crazy. She like came over from China and was like nannying for this family. And then she married the husband. So, like, had an affair with the husband. He left his wife for her. She got him to, like, pay for college. And then she dumped him. And then married Rupert Murdoch. Like, got an MBA and was like, deuces. And then, and he's terrible. But, like, you married up. And it's... And then had two kids. So then, like, secured that situation with him. And it's just that sort of vision for your life that I I love it and I love her so much and I know I shouldn't. She's like really close with like Ivanka, which is the daughter?
Ivanka.
Yeah. But I love her.
I understand what you mean because to even if it's nefarious, to have a plan, like a long-term plan that you can conceive of, plot out, and then stick to, and then pull it off.
Fully pull it off.
It's incredible to me.
She just saw it. You know, she was like, I know where we're ending.
Yeah.
And just took every step along the way to make it happen. And I love her so much. I love her so much. She's a bad person, but I love her.
What was the school that you went to?
I went to this so I grew up in Redmond, Washington, which is—
I've never heard of
it. It's like the east side of Seattle, so it's like a suburb of Seattle. Okay. But it was where Microsoft's offices were. My dad worked for Microsoft. So it was like on that side of things. So my school, I went to this small private school. There were a lot of Microsoft youths there. So I was like very much in that. So yeah, it was called Overlake. It's sort of like a— park.
Right.
Like it's like for Seattle, it's like a really outdoorsy campus, which we're in the rain all the time. But yeah, it was, I stuck with it. I was there for a long time.
How many years?
Fifth grade through high school.
Wow.
I'm actually going back soon. This is funny. They're giving me a Distinguished Alumni Award.
Congratulations.
The first one ever.
Is it the first one ever? Wow.
And I don't think it's because, like, I'm so distinguished and they're like, they started it because of me, but they started it and they're like, would you like it? And I was like, they're like, we'll fly you up. I was like, great. I'll see my grandma. I'm like, I'm sure. So in like 2 weeks, I'm going up there.
Can you say that you are so far the most distinguished alumnus of the school?
You know what's funny? So here's the thing. A very good friend of mine is on like the alumni board, mm-hmm. or like the young alumni board, whatever. So he was a year above me in school. And so he told me who the other people were who they were considering. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I actually maybe should get this. And they're like, they're distinguished. But I was sure. like, you know, I have high self-esteem. I was like, yeah. I think, I don't know that I'm the most distinguished, but it'll be.
You feel the most distinguished.
I feel them in my yes. mind. I'm the most distinguished.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to kick it off. For the Overlake Owls.
Do you have to give...
Oh, yeah. Owls.
Go Owls.
Go Owls.
Do you have to give a speech?
I think originally they wanted me to give a speech. And I think instead now I'm going to talk to the youths and we're going to do like a writing workshop. Mm-hmm. And then I think I'm going to get like an award. I think I'm some... Like a physical award, I think, is happening.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go otherwise.
I'll double check before I get on the plane.
If they're not going to give me like some kind of plaque or a medal or,
like
or
a
something
crystal
like that.
Thing.
Yeah, or a crystal, an amorphous crystal yeah. shape.
I assume that's happening. And then there'll be a reception. And I'll go have dinner with my grandma, and I think then that'll be the day.
Grandma's not going to come to the reception.
I don't know if she's going to. I need to ask her. I don't know if she's going to come. I mean, she can come.
I mean, I hope you get a plus one.
Yeah. I mean, she's 87, and also because she just doesn't go to things she doesn't really want to go to because she's 87.
That's the way to do it, Grandma. That's the way to do it.
I'll invite her. I don't know if she's going to come.
There is a freeing feeling when you get to a certain point where you say, oh, I'm not going to that.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing for me there.
I've tried to do it, I'm trying to start that now. Like, I tried to convince a friend last weekend to not go to a wedding, which I know is whatever. I don't care about weddings.
Right.
I have a thing about, I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. I don't think. And I'm just like, is this person seriously not going to be your friend anymore because you don't go to their wedding?
Right.
That sounds like a terrible friend. So,
true.
You know, like,
true.
That's not is that a reason to stop being friends with someone?
I mean,
they skipped your party.
I think it's certainly the beginning of a conversation about why you're not going to
sure.
be friends anymore.
Sure. And here's the thing that'll work for me is I'm consistent. So
go.
It's not like, they're not going to think it's just theirs. I'm like, I don't, is the day really better with me there? Would be my question. Especially if there's traveling. I don't know. I don't really want a wedding. So I'm not.
Right.
So, and also because I know I don't really want one, mm-hmm. it's certainly the tables will never be turned.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, look, I'm a big fan of weddings,
yes.
but I understand that if you're not, if that's not a thing that you value, it's very hard to get on the same page as someone who does.
And I get it, but I just think that like it's for you and you should enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone else needs to be dragged into the madness. Like, you know, when you're traveling and you gotta spend all this money and
right.
you gotta get gifts and you gotta do this. And then when they make like a wardrobe request, I don't like that. So I understand and I get that it's, you know, for them, but I don't know. I mean, I like weddings fine. I'm not going to bend over backwards, you know, for a wedding.
Kara, I'm afraid you're going to get visited by three wedding ghosts.
I know.
We're going to try to change your mind.
I know. I did have 1 month a couple years ago where I had three in 1 month.
Oh.
And I don't really have a lot of friends that are getting married, so this was an anomaly.
Yeah. Three in 1 month is a lot.
Oh, yeah. It was many, many weddings. I mean, they were nice and whatever. Everyone loves each other. I was happy for it. It was nice to see people who love each other decide to commit. I drank a lot of champagne.
There you go.
It was nice. It was nice. But they didn't ask a lot of me. That's also why it was nice. Yeah. Like, one, they specifically said don't bring gifts because they were rich.
Yeah.
So, because I don't like when rich people ask for gifts.
It's disgusting.
I hate that.
Yes.
You have the spoons. I don't need to buy you anything.
Well, especially when people are, like, older getting married.
That's the thing, because now people are getting married. So I'm going to be...
You can buy your own blenders and shit.
Yeah, and you've been living together. People that have been living together for 5 years, I'm like, I'm not buying you sheets.
Yeah.
You clearly have sheets. You've been sleeping in the same... I'm not buying you new towels just because you want nicer stuff. Like, that's what I feel. Like, there was a wedding I was invited to where it was kind of that thing. And I was like, I'm not upgrading your life.
Right.
Just because now you decided to get married when you've been living together as a couple for years.
Yeah.
So they didn't get anything from me. And I didn't go to the wedding. So it was fine.
Very quickly, before we wrap up.
Yes.
Were you raised with religion and are you scared of devil stuff?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was technically raised Catholic.
Okay.
I mean, I was. I made my first communion.
Right.
I did not get confirmed because it was when my parents were getting divorced and mom kind of forgot. So it was, she was like, there's a lot going on. If you want to get married in a Catholic church, you can take like a class, which is funny in lieu of getting confirmed, I could just take a class. And I thought, why not? Why can't it just be the class?
Yeah.
Always.
You can take a spiritual GED.
Yeah, basically. Like a month before the wedding and they'll let you do it. Doesn't make, you know, the confirmation seem that necessary. And I'm not afraid of devil stuff. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Because your school was not religious, right?
No, my school was not religious. My sister ended up going to a Catholic school. But no, I mean, I also at this particular junction, just in the world, I'm like, I have a lot of day-to-day horrors. Like, when I get to the devil, I'll deal with it when I get there.
Fair enough.
You know, but for now, I've got some real things on the day-to-day that are stressing me out. The devil, wait your turn. We'll get to
that's
you.
That's right. He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. He'll be there when I'm ready.
Kara Arbrow, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It was a delight to meet you and to chat with you. It is November, the beginning of November as people are hearing this. Is there anything that you want to tell them about? Anything on the horizon?
It'll be my birthday soon.
Happy birthday.
So, you know.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kara. Happy birthday to you.
That was amazing. That's maybe the best sounding happy birthday, I'm not even kidding, I have ever had.
We've sung it together many, many times.
It sounds like it.
We all used to work at the same restaurant. Kara, where can people find you online should they wish to find you and should you wish to be found?
I am at Kara R. Brown on many platforms. Mm-hmm. I also have my pasta blog. I forgot about that.
I can't believe it.
Oh, sorry, we need the pasta blog. It's called Fancy Pasta Bitch. So there's that. You can go read that.
Easily searchable. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we were going to take a break. During the break, we'll get a location for our improv from our guest, Kara R. Brown. And then when we return, we're going to do that improv. All this and nothing else when Spontaneity Nation returns. Guess what we found out during the break, folks? Both Mary's and Jamie's birthdays are coming up. Tim, I think you know what that means.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mary and Jamie. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, that ending.
Wow.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
Come for the first part, but stay for the last.
Really?
Thank you.
Guys, we're ready to go. We have gotten our location for our improv, and we're going to do it for you now. But first, just so as you know, in order to aid us in our storytelling, we use three sound effects that move us about in space and time. Let's say we're in a scene. We need to travel into the past for some reason. Someone's having a memory. We're learning how something came to be. Anytime we travel into the past, we use this flashback sound effect. Yellow, let's slow it down. What happened? We gotta go back in the past. That's what yellow stands for. You can't stay in the past forever, folks. If we want to get back from the flashback, back to where we were, or any time we move forward in time, we use this flash forward sound effect. Green, let's go forward. Now, this final sound moves us only in space, not in time. Let's say we're in a scene. We want to find out what's happening at the exact same moment somewhere else, moving only laterally in time. We use this meanwhile sound effect. It's red, like, stop! Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going around. Do you not know that song, Mary? You know that song.
I know that
For what song. It's worth.
Took license with the one of the words there, didn't you?
Which one?
I think it might be down.
What did I say?
Around.
Around.
But that fits better for this. So you did a nice melding.
I think that's why I did it. I think that must be why.
Because you know where down leads.
Oh, so the dimple. Oh, and the button's red.
The red dimple button. The red dimple button. Yellow pudding.
All right. Speaking of hell, I mean, that guy, he also played the devil in a movie called The Devil and Max Devlin. Mary looks up for her scotch on the rocks. It gives me a snap of the fingers. Mary's having a Manhattan as we do the show.
Happy Saturday.
Warm up, November.
It's almost birthday time.
All right, everybody fucking shut up. Here we go. We are now ready to reveal the location for Improv Provider to our guest, Carol Brown. That location is a Jiffy Lube waiting room. A Jiffy Lube waiting room. Who we take you now? To a Jiffy Lube waiting room.
It's been more than 45 minutes.
Well, go up there and check.
I just can't keep going up there. I feel like they think that I'm accusing them of not doing a good job, but the sign says half an hour.
We have been here 45 minutes, Carol.
45 minutes.
Carol, my herniated disc is just blasting at the seams. I've got to get to the chiro.
All right. Let me just go over there. Hi.
Can I help you?
I'm just wondering how much longer on the Saturn.
What's the color?
The green Saturn.
What year?
It's a 1999 green Saturn.
What's the mileage?
I don't have it memorized here. Mm. I drive a lot to different events throughout, but of course it's raining.
What's the license plate number?
LTD 4590.
Well, how much change is in the cup holder?
Well, I usually keep 75 cents for emergency.
Nickels, dimes.
Okay, I'll just go sit back down.
It worked.
He said he wouldn't answer me.
What? I can't absorb your pain and deal with the herniated disc. I gotta get some coffee. I'm sorry, Carol.
Todd, I gotta say, real nice job.
Thanks, man.
Real good brush off.
I learned it from you, Mick.
Hardly. Look, we're just trading secrets and tips here. You know what I mean? I learn from you. You learn from me. We're two hands that wash each other.
Yeah. I like that analogy. It's good.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
We get clean. We get wet. We get dry.
You're like a smart guy.
Excuse me. My friend has a herniated disc. I know I'm probably not supposed to be back here near all this machinery.
You're really not. This is like an employee's only area.
Are you kidding me? Your friend has a herniated disc? Cool. You're in danger. You're in trouble.
Oh, all I see is you two gentlemen in my one car. Can I just get the oil changed?
Is this Saturn is yours?
It's mine.
This one on the other side of this plexiglass window?
That's right.
The green one?
Yeah, it's green.
The green one with all the change in the cup holder?
79.
And the license plate is...
LCD Certificate 9er?
Yeah, yeah. Look, what you can't see right now is that some of our top guys are working on it. They're just on the other side of the car.
Oh. There's like 100 guys over there.
Oh, my. Yeah. Like an Indy 500?
Yeah.
Pit stuff.
But just on the one side where you can't see.
Yeah. And then they're going to rotate it, and they'll work on the side that you can see right now. But you won't be able to see that once they rotate it.
Man, I know you heard of your disc. It's causing you a lot of pain.
My friend is hernia.
Sure, your friend.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I have a friend, and my best friend.
Everybody's got a good friend. Everybody says that their friend's got a herniated disc when they are the one with the herniated disc.
I do have a bit of a back, lower back pain.
We've been around the block. We also live two blocks
around the block.
Yeah, around the block. Kitty corner from the corner where this Jiffy Lube is.
Okay. I'll go back to the waiting room.
Okay, I think that would be best.
That'd be for the best. Oh, also for the car. The car can see you. You know, the car can read your anxiety.
My car has a soul.
What?
My car has a soul.
Okay. I mean, I was just telling a stupid joke.
No, my car has a soul and speaks to me.
Well, I wish we had time to listen to that story, but we don't.
Okay.
I gotta get on my laptop here.
Yeah, I gotta look over his shoulder.
Carol.
It didn't go very well.
Just tell him to... I'm dying here. I told you I would come support you at the Jiffy Loop, but I have had it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should just call you an Uber or a Lyft.
I think that would be best.
And I'll pay for it, and you can go...
Oh, that's going to be an obviously. Carol, I have been waiting here, looking at these two teenagers, making out. Kissing on the lips, outside, leaning on the window.
I wish that I had someone to make out with. I miss.
Oh, snog.
Snort or slurp.
Someone to make out with.
I'm sorry, I'm just still thinking about that. It's haunting me. Just how much intake of air. Oh, it just reminds me of my. Lover.
My darling.
Oh, Antonio.
I want to bend you around, up and down. I want to lay you down by the fire.
Oh.
And let my fingers graze your nipples.
Oh, Antonio.
More bread over here?
Yes, please.
That would be great.
Okay.
And next time, the butter, make it soft. This hard butter is impossible to spread.
I'm
on
so
the
sorry.
Bread.
It just came right out of the fridge. I'm sorry.
Well, I hate that, and I don't want it, and I expect better.
I hear that. Sorry, I'm sitting next to you at the table next to you.
Yeah.
The butter's hard.
It's impossible to spread.
The butter's not the only thing that's.
Antonio!
Hard.
Wow. Wow. Wish I was that smooth with my date. Wow.
Your date is a very beautiful woman.
Well, she intimidates me.
Any thoughts on ordering at all?
We want one soup, 4 spoons.
We like these new people. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Benjamin. Benjamin Brown.
Oh, wow.
Beep, bop, 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 Benjamin Brown.
Oh, from beep, bop, beep, bop, Benjamin Brown's Tire and Rotation Auto Parts?
That's right. We're currently being sued by Brummelin Brown.
Oh.
For copyright infringement on their theme song. But we did it first. It's just we were underground.
So remember, if you need some tires to take care of, come on down to Brummelin Brown. Beep, bop, boop, bop, Brummelin Brown. Tires.
That sounds terrible. Being sued is never fun.
Antonio, you've been sued so many times.
I'm always being sued for copyright infringements.
I bet you're sued for being confident and sexy as an older man.
Age is but a construct of something stupider.
God, I wish words flowed out of my mouth like that.
Where is the wine? Garson!
It's It's Garcon.
Garcon, we would like some wine, please.
Yes. What kind of wine would you like?
My beauty.
We'd like a blend with four straws.
No glasses. You just want to drink. You want to cram four straws.
Is there any way to just put something on the end?
Opening of a bottle of wine.
If I could tell you about cramming, we'd be here all night.
Okay. Antonio!
The confidence. Wow.
I know I'm not going to get a good tip.
Well, why don't you go in there and talk to him?
Well, I guess I'll just show you how it's done. Excuse me.
You're not supposed to be here.
Well, man, please stand back.
I'll be anywhere I please. My friend and I have been waiting now 48 minutes for her Saturn. We're ready to go.
Is it the green Saturn?
Yes.
License plate at Stanford Niner?
Yes.
75 cents in the cup holder?
That's it.
The one right on the other side of that plexiglass that's behind us?
Yes.
It's just going to be a few more minutes.
Couple more minutes. There's a whole team of people that are working on the other side of the car, which you can't see right now.
They're all doing their jobs best they can.
It's like the Indy 500 races.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Help me. Help me.
You hear that? My car is displeased.
Help me.
Wait a minute. What? Are you doing that?
No.
Help me.
That's my car's soul.
Hold on. Is there a kid hiding in front of the counter that I can't see?
Carol, help me.
I need to get my car out of here. It's in distress.
I gotta talk to my coworker for a second.
Yeah. Excuse us.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, Todd. This is messed up.
Do you think that their car is
alive? Todd. Dude. You're making me laugh, and...
I mean, I'm not trying to make you laugh. I'm scared.
Yeah, I know. I'm a nervous laugher. I'm scared, too.
I was raised religious, so I have a lot of fear of anthropomorphic cars.
Likewise. Did you get confirmed? Did you get your spiritual GED?
Yeah, I sent away for it.
Cool.
Yeah.
My mom calls it a G-O-D.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You were so amazing, Michelle. I love how assertive you are.
Oh, my God. To be honest, I was scared. But I pushed past it.
You handled yourself beautifully.
I'm just over this. Why do me and my beautiful cousin have to wait longer than most people?
Yes, your beautiful single cousin.
My tooth.
Look at those two. They're loving on each other so fervently.
I'd love to ask them some questions.
Let's go out there.
Hey, you two there. You two.
Why?
What is it? What is it that you have between you that makes you make out like that?
Huh?
What?
What sort of fire burns between the two of you?
How did you know to connect your tongues in such a loving way?
Oh.
I think it's just like, we're young.
Yeah, it's like what you do.
We don't know how to not do that.
She's hot and cool.
He's hot and he's cool.
Hot and 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 cool.
Well,
wow. I don't know about you, Carol, but something is very much clicking for me.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Can we get back to making out?
Yeah, please. Hey, you two. Real quick. I got this coupon in my pocket. I'd love for you guys to have it.
What is it?
It's, it's for a free oil change at Jiffy Lube, but, yeah.
Where is there a Jiffy Lube around here?
Yeah.
You're making out on one.
What?
Huh? Oh, nice.
It is.
Look at that sign.
The whole time.
Babe, that's crazy.
This is like our spot.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have something for you as well.
Okay.
A couple of pamphlets.
What?
About the dangers of osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis.
Who?
Just read them and drink your milk.
Oh,
It's a bone density problem.
Please check it out.
Several Americans.
Please check it out. You're kissing one day and your bones are deteriorating the next.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, well, thanks for the book about Ross Perosis.
Yeah, I appreciate this coupon. I guess saving money is cool.
Those are the most sincere thank yous I've ever received.
Nick, I don't know, man. Like, this is really shaking up my worldview. If this car is alive, what does that mean?
Dude, Todd, maybe we should go in there and investigate this.
Not in the car.
I don't know. How else would you talk to the car? You heard the same thing that I heard.
Let's just kind of go up to it and just, like, see if it's cool with us.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, car?
What, Ben?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I really heard it.
You are a bitch.
Dude, wait, Todd, this car is straight up clowning on you, dude.
I know. It's not funny.
Dude, the car sounds like it doesn't clown on me.
Well, my shirt, does it come in men's?
Oh, savage.
Make that car clown you.
I'm not woke.
Whoa, actually, that's a raw thing to say.
Yeah, that car's an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah, no kidding. Also, it's kind of cool to admit where you're at on the scale of wokeness these days.
That's almost being woke itself.
Yeah, it kind of is, actually. Saying where you're currently at and being honest about the work that you need to do.
I feel like you're more of a hero if you say, I'm ignorant.
Wow. All right, I can't fully co-sign that, but I get what you're saying. I mean...
You're right. Look at them. They're in the car, Michelle. Perhaps being aggressive does work. They're doing something.
I was going to try the approach of being cool and hot.
Let's do a four-way combo and get in there and see if they can finish up so I can take you to your appointment.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So your seats are stupid looking.
Nick, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just hitting back.
I'm about to crush you, hoes.
See, we're flirting.
I knew you'd get in trouble if you tried that Mr. E shit.
Hey.
I love Mr. E.
Hey, you two.
Whoa, you're not supposed to be back here. This is Jiffy Lube.
Employees only.
Gonna make you sweat.
Gonna make you sweat. And I've rolled up my sleeves to make a sleeveless tee.
I'm using my tears to moisten my lips so they look more kissable.
Oh, that's cool to me.
Yeah, I feel hot.
Cool.
How do you feel about this?
Well, I guess the wokest thing to do right now is to be honest about how we feel.
Yeah. Let's emulate that car.
Yeah. I'm confused right now.
Yeah.
We're in the front seat, they're in the back seat. Logistically, I don't know how this is going to work out.
But you're horny, right?
Dude, Todd, it's me.
Okay. I was going to say.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Todd, good for you, dude.
Thanks, man.
That's a very woke thing to admit that this is the first time you're horny. And look, I'm going to lightly touch your hand and say, I'm glad I'm here for it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm glad I'm here for it.
Well, man, that almost pushed me over the edge.
Don't climb too fast.
I'm getting lightheaded.
Maybe we should leave you guys alone.
No, don't go.
No.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Yeah, sorry. We're just having a cool moment between two guy friends.
I don't know. It seemed like it went a little further because when you touched his hand, you almost pushed him over the edge.
Well, it's my first time being horny, so... Listen, why don't we do this? I'll get out of the passenger seat and I'll get in the back seat. And then one of you gets in the passenger seat.
Oh, God, what do you think, Michelle? Which one do you want?
Oh, Todd,
to be honest, I just, after Antonio, I just, I don't know. I have never let my heart back open.
And I haven't opened my heart back up since the divorce.
Todd, it's confident. It's nice. Good job.
Thanks, Mick.
Look, I'll get out. I'm stepping out of the car.
I'll step out too, Michelle. This is me being aggressive and taking a stand. I'm going to step out.
I'm also stepping out of the car.
Okay, wait, and I will stay firmly planted inside the car.
Okay.
Great.
Here we go. Okay.
Everybody out of the car.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh. Everybody out of the car.
That's the car.
Michelle, the car wants you to get out too.
I'm gonna stay firmly planted in the car.
Michelle, I never go against what the car wishes for me.
I will not warn you again.
Oh,
Michelle. Get out of the car.
Michelle, you hear the car. Michelle.
I must stand by my principles.
Michelle, I understand that, but the car is, I've never gone against the car.
Three.
I've had the car for years.
Two.
The windows are rolling up. What's happening?
Michelle!
One.
As a car worker, I have to urge you to stand back.
I can't see.
Oh my God, my throat.
It's like exhaust, but also something else.
Yeah, I mean, it smells bad, I guess in a good way. My eyes are burning.
There is something pleasant about it.
Yeah, there's something, it smells almost like potpourri on fire. There's a hint of a fall breeze in there. It's got some...
Carol, can you hear me?
Yes.
I have turned into a ghost.
Michelle.
Michelle, whoa.
Todd, this is how it was meant to be.
What do you mean? Like, we were supposed to be together, or we're supposed to be together now?
Exactly the way it's happening is the way it's supposed to be.
Whoa, Michelle's in the driver's seat. She's got her hands on the wheel. And she's a ghost.
We are gathered here today to witness the marriage of two beings who were meant to be. You know, they say that love knows no bounds, and we find that to be true here this afternoon.
Yeah, go get him, Michelle. Go get him, Carr.
We are going to marry Michelle and this beautiful Saturn, and we don't care who doesn't like it. They're registered at Bed Bath & Beyond, rich beyond their wildest dreams, and yet still yearning for seat covers and ethereal deodorants and sprays.
Thank God for those coupons.
Michelle, do you take this beautiful Saturn to be your lawfully wedded car spirit?
I do.
Car, do you take Michelle to be your ethereal love?
You better fucking believe it.
Oh, language.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that you, Benjamin?
Yeah. I just walked in the back. That car is raw as hell, man.
I never thought I would support this, but I am here to say good going.
I can't believe you had the nerve to show your face at this wedding. I'm going to sue you into oblivion, you coward.
Nice try. You can't sue the Browns. The Browns own all this town.
The rebels will crush you.
And if no one would object...
Whoa, they started kissing before they were even officially married. Dang, that ghost and that car really got the hots for each other. I respect that. Makes me feel weird, but I'm just being honest.
Sir, are you quite done?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sorry, I'll sit back down.
And now, by the power vested in me by the mighty Lord Jesus.
I can't believe she invited me to this wedding. I thought we were going to end up together.
Who, you or the car? Sorry, I don't know you.
No, you don't know me. I'm just a guy that works at Jiffy Lube.
Hey, right on. I work at Jimmy John's. Oh, sorry. Seems like it's picking back up.
Hey, guys, I actually heard what you guys were talking about. And me and my friend came here single. Would you guys want to, like, sit at the same table?
Because weddings are a great place to hook up and have champagne.
I mean, that sounds good to me. I don't know about this person I just met for the first time.
But I thought we were on a date.
Well, I mean, we both got invited to the wedding. I didn't consider it a
date. She's my cousin.
Yeah, I know. And I thought that we were going to end up together. She said this is the way it was supposed to be. I thought she was talking about me and her, not her in the car.
Okay.
This is a hard time for me. Carol?
Yeah.
And now, and again forever, we shall say, marriage is a sacrament and kiss.
Again?
Yes, please. Oh.
I object!
Oh, dude.
I'm the waiter from the restaurant where you and your so-called boyfriend
the restaurant with the cold butter.
How dare you?
Feel my slap.
Oh, I felt your slap.
Tell him, Antonio.
Thanks, Benjamin.
I hate this fighting.
Okay, but Carol, this marriage cannot continue. Because I know something about the bride that the groom needs to know. Okay, stop. You stop making out for 2 seconds. What's your name again?
I'm Pastor Stevens.
No, I know you're Pastor Stevens.
I'm Carol, the cousin. You're Carol, yeah. Michelle.
I know you're Antonio.
Michelle, the ghost.
Michelle, thank you. Michelle. Michelle, the ghost. She's already married.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Bow, wow, wee, wow.
But I thought that it wouldn't matter once I became a ghost.
Well, it does matter, Michelle.
Who's she married to? Spill the beans.
Yes, please. We've got to get out of the church room here pretty quickly.
Sure. There's a baptism at 3.
The church room is reserved for a baptism?
Yes.
Michelle is married to a Honda Civic. She's been marrying cars all over town!
Is that true?
Well, I love them all!
She's a cargamist!
I don't know what's real anymore! Bip, bop, 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 Benjamin Brown!
I'll see you in court!
Well, due to this information, and as a pastor who's well-versed in all things church room, I must say this marriage is now nosies goodsies.
Wait a minute. What if I'm down for that kind of funky shit?
Well, then get with her, but not under the eye of the Lord.
I guess you could have a civil ceremony. I came down here for nothing.
I wanted to celebrate this in the eyes of the Catholic Church.
I was hoping there'd be chicken and fish at the reception.
Well, we shouldn't let this chicken and fish go to waste. What if we all just sat down for a meal and fellowship?
Oh. Hey, I know you guys don't really know me, and I came down from Jimmy John's, but I brought a bunch of French loaves of bread, plus free smells. Maybe we can.
I've got some Werther's in my purse, probably about 70 or 80 loose Werther's that could serve as a tasty dessert.
And I've got some jerky sticks in my front seat.
And I've got a huge dick.
Dang it,
Antonio!
Antonio!
Oh, man! Wow!
And it all happened in a place called Spontanea Nation.
Jamie Boyer! Where can people find you? What do you want to tell people about?
Oh, boy! I'd love for you to find me on the old Twitter at Jamie, J-A-I-M-E, Moyer. And maybe look for me in an upcoming season 2 episode or 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know, of Future Man on Hulu.
So you're not sure what season it is?
Season 2,
okay.
Right. Season 2, very excited.
There we go. Mary!
Hey, check me out at Meryl Swan on the gram and Twitter. And please check out AP Bio Season 2.
Please check it out.
Check it out.
Our friend Jean Villapig is also
Come on. Come on.
You gotta love it.
And if you don't, come see about me.
Oh, shit. Mary's gonna beat your ass. Tim Balt.
On Twitter at Tim_Balt. Something like that on Instagram. projects that I cannot talk about yet, and of course...
But pictures have been leaked. I saw a picture of something.
Pictures have been leaked. Can I talk about that?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, it'll be at least 6 or 7 months from now, but it'll be...
From November?
From November. It'll be a summer release of HBO's The Righteous Gemstones.
There you go.
And otherwise, you can find Shrink on the NBC app.
That's right. If you haven't seen Shrink, you should check it out. It's very, very good.
So good.
I might watch it again. I might do a rewatch.
Oh, that'd be quite nice of you.
What if I did do that? Oh. Wouldn't I be a nice boy?
Right before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I think that would whet the appetite.
What if I did a shrink rewatch right before Thanksgiving? Eben Schletter, he's Eben Schletter on all the things. How do you spell Eben Schletter? It's very simple. E-B-A-N-S-C-H-L-E-T-T-E-R. Check out Eben Schletter's Fantastical Musicorium, Eben's own podcast, where he does whatever the hell he wants, and no one can tell him otherwise. Available where you get your podcast things to listen to. Thank you to Earwolf for hosting the podcast. Thank you to Engine. Oh, wait. Me. I have my things too. Spontane Nation Live and Super Ego Live at the Bell House in Brooklyn. The weekend of the 17th, 18th, and 19th, we are doing Super Ego on Friday. We're doing Spontane Nation on Saturday. We're doing Super Ego Forgotten Classics on Sunday. This is going to be a fun weekend. We always have a wonderful time at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Please do come out. See that? Shows might be sold out. They might not be. I hope they are. But maybe they're not. Get your ticket! And I think we have a Bajillionaires live show coming up on... maybe Tim will know, maybe I'll know. But it's on a Tuesday at UCB Franklin. It is the cast of Bajillion Dollar Properties. We are reuniting monthly to do improv at the UCB. November 20th, Tuesday, November 20th. Here's what you do. Right before Thanksgiving, if you're in L.A., come see the Bajillionaires live at UCB Franklin. Then do a shrink rewatch, and what a good boy you'll be. That's it. Thank you to Engineer Ryan for engineering us all the way to the end of the episode, which this is goodbye forever until next week. This is Paul F. Tompkins saying, Semper in Praesenti.